Open your Bibles, if you would, to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Today we'll look at Galatians 6. We'll look at one verse in this study again. It's fast coming to a close, probably this week and next week, and then we'll be finished. And it's been a wonderful journey going through this book, as Paul has set before us that justification before God is only in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, not by anything we do. Right? Circumcision doesn't avail us anything, or uncircumcision. It's trusting Christ and Christ alone. Our justification, our sanctification, our redemption, everything is in Christ Jesus our Lord, right? And through Him. There's no way that man can gain merit and favor with God by anything we do. No way we can justify ourselves before God by anything we do. Paul's made that evident. Actually, the Holy Spirit has said, put it on Paul to make that evident. And the Holy Spirit is the one who has masterfully brought forth through the pen of Paul that salvation is in and through the Lord Jesus Christ alone. The Judaizers were saying you must believe on Christ and be circumcised to be saved. And Paul said, no, salvation is only in Christ and Christ alone. Again, the true author of these words, we have to remember, is God the Holy Spirit. And salvation is only through the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way to be saved. No other way to be saved. No other way to see God. No other way to be redeemed. No other way for eternal life except through Christ and Him alone. And the amazing thing is all that is all through the will of God. And because of the will of God and the purpose of God. So if we're here today and we are in Christ, it's according to the will and purpose of God. That's amazing, isn't it? That's absolutely amazing when you think about it. I know we hear it all the time, but just let it sink into our hearts this week. Meditate upon that. I'm saved because of the will and purpose of God and nothing else. There's nothing good in me that made Him choose me or you. It's all because it pleased Him to do so. So think upon that this week. Meditate upon that this week. It's so wonderful. And there's absolutely nothing in us that would recommend us to God. Nothing in us that would cause God to choose us. It's simply an act of what's called His free and sovereign grace. Right? His will. Charlie, you were saved because it's the will of God. That's amazing. We didn't know that. We didn't know we'd be sitting here and be born again, blood-washed saints when we were young and doing whatever we wanted to do. We had no idea. But here we are. All according to the will and purpose of God. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. I'll tell you. And think of this too. We're saved because of the will of God, not because of our will. What does our will and our natural state want to do? Amen, brother. And run as fast, far away from God as possible, right? Wants to have nothing. See, when we're born again, we now have a new nature. Our will is guided by our nature. So now we want to serve God. Do you know that every believer we're chosen to serve? Now there's deacons in the church and there's pastor in the church. And those are all chosen by God. They're ordained to that position or they wouldn't be in it, right? And every believer, though, is ordained to be a believer. And every believer is ordained to serve God. Isn't that amazing? And what will we do in glory? We're going to serve God in glory, aren't we? Oh my, it's wonderful. And so we're going to look at a portion today, and there's a people here called the Israel of God. The Israel of God. And they are also known in the scriptures as the elect of God. The beloved of God. The saints of God. The children of God. They are the people who are saved according to God's will and purpose. It's not speaking of national Israel. It's speaking of God's spiritual people. Those who are born again, blood-washed saints. And praise be to God that the Father chose us in Christ, because we would never have chosen Him. We never would have. And praise be to God that the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed us by the shedding of His precious blood, paying for all our sins, because we couldn't pay the price for one. And praise be to God, the Holy Spirit. See, Father, Son, and now the Spirit, for His regenerating power. Because we could never make ourselves born again. It's not in any power that we have. And He's given us faith and repentance in Christ. Who's the object of our faith? Christ. Who do we repent before? The Father, right? Through Christ. My, oh my. So we see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit involved in our salvation, which means salvation's of the Lord. It's all His. Isn't that wonderful, Sister Carolyn? It's wonderful, isn't it? In His plan, He planned and purposed to save us. Sent the Son to redeem us. Sent the Spirit to regenerate us. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Oh, why? Why? Was there anything in us that God said, well, I'm going to look down through time. Oh, they're going to choose me. No. No, when God looked down through time, He saw everybody just rejecting Him and doing their own thing. And He said, that Brian is mine. That Linda's mine. Mary Jane, you're mine, He said. In your generation, right? Marcia, you're mine. Steve. Barb. Isn't that my... It's just amazing. And somebody said, well, how does He know your name? Oh, He already knew what we were going to be called, didn't He? He's God. Oh, my. Isn't that amazing, Dave? He planned and purposed our salvation, brother. And then he executed it in time and space. My, oh my. And here we are saying, we're sitting here rejoicing, praising God for His goodness and His grace. Enter, yeah. It's amazing. Why? Because it pleased God to do so. Because we are His people from before the foundation of the world. And we will see in our text here, called the Israel of God. Let's read our text here. Galatians chapter 6, verses 11 to 18. Paul says to the Galatian churches, you see how large a letter I've written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law. They're just a bunch of lawmongers. They require other people to keep the law, but they don't even keep the law themselves. No one can. That's why Christ had to fulfill the law for us, beloved. So they constrain other men and women to keep the law, and they don't even keep it themselves. This was true of the Pharisees, wasn't it? This is true of all religious people, beloved. You know, as I said last week, we're not religious. We believe the truth. We believe the truth. We believe on Christ. The world's full of religion, isn't it? We believe in He who is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. And people don't know the difference between us and religious folks, so they all say, well, you're just religious. No, I'm not. I'm trusting Christ. I'm not yoking people with a bunch of things they got to do and they can't keep, and I don't even keep myself. No, look at that. Look at that. For they themselves, for neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. Oh, man just wants to glory in themselves. But God forbid, Paul says, but God forbid. Remember what Paul came out of all that, didn't he? He came out of all that. He says, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. For in Jesus Christ. Now he's going to lay it right on the line. He's so clear. Look at this. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything. So he's saying to them, whether you're circumcised or not, don't matter. Do you believe on Christ? Are you a new creature? We're going to see. And then he even brings on uncircumcision. If thou art anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. You must be born again. That's what we looked at last week. You must be born again. You must be. Our Master said that. Look at this. And as, now we can see that this is continuing the same thought because he uses "and as many walk according to this rule." What rule? You must be born again. You must be born again. We can't do it ourselves. God does it for us, right? As many as follow this rule, right? Oh, look at this. Peace be on them. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. That's the chosen of God, beloved. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of our Lord Jesus, of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. To the Galatians written from Rome. So our verse today will be verse 16. It says here, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And in verse 16, and as many as walk according to this rule, you must be born again. Peace be on them. Look at that. And mercy upon the Israel of God. My. Brother Brian, how do we have peace and mercy? Amen, brother. Amen. That's the only way, right? That's the only way. It's wonderful. And we see with the word "and," it's attached then to verse 15, right? So he's saying circumcision or any other work performed by man in their attempt to be justified before God amounts to absolutely nothing. You must be born again. You must be. And for the believer, Christ is all our righteousness. He's everything. Over in Galatians chapter 5, if you want to read there, verses 3 and 4, it says this. Let's look there. Galatians chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Look at this. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he's a debtor to the whole law. Oh, you want to follow the law? You got to do it all. So these Judaizers are saying, well, you have to be circumcised and believe on Christ to be saved. And Paul's telling us, now, if you're going to throw that in there, you got to follow the whole law. And James tells us, remember what James tells us? If you offend in one point of the law, hey, we talked about that, Zane, you're guilty of it all. See, this is the wondrous thing that Christ fulfilled the law for us. And he did it perfectly. And that's counted to us through his perfect work. Isn't that amazing? That's incredible. But it's true. It's wonderful. And then he says this, Christ has become, so if you're counting on circumcision or the law to get you to be justified before God, look what he said. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Doesn't profit you nothing. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are for. I'm sorry. Let's read that again. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Look at that. My, oh my. So Christ is all our righteousness. I'm so sorry. We are reconciled to God by the death of Christ, and that alone. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. And what do we have through Christ? We see in this verse, peace and mercy. Peace and mercy. Oh, so circumcision is not the issue, or uncircumcision is not the issue. The issue is, are you born again? Because I'll tell you, if you're born again, then God's going to give you faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And a team of wild horses couldn't keep you from running to him. I'll tell you what, you'd be dragging them horses back, wouldn't you? Oh, Rupert Rivenbark used to say that. What a picture, man. He said a whole team of wild horses. He wouldn't stop a believer that's being drawn by the Holy Spirit of God and born again from running to Christ. Oh. See, the only reason we come to Christ, or people say accept, come to Him, though. Same thing, kind of, is because we've been made willing. Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. So the question is, have you been born again by the life power, life-given power of God the Holy Spirit? Scripture says this, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, right? Old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. And the new birth is a miracle. We've looked at that. It's a miracle by God, right? It's a miracle by God. Oh, my. And He alone is able, God alone is able to perform that miracle, isn't He? To regenerate us. We didn't, as Pink said, we didn't have anything to do with our first birth. How could we expect to have anything to do with our second? Right? I didn't say to my mom and dad, I want to be born now. Nope. I was born at the exact second that God ordained, right? So were you. You ever think of that? The exact time that they wrote down your birth is the exact time that God ordained for you to come into this world. Isn't that amazing? And the exact time we breathe our last breath is the exact time that God has ordained for us to breathe our last breath. Isn't that amazing? That's so comforting for the believer. And to know that everything in between is all in His hands. It's amazing. Brother Cherry, that's what you were talking about, folks, at work. Just, well, if I die, I'm going to heaven. My. You know? My, oh my. That, like Dave said that with his dad. You were talking to your family about that, Dave. You know? Well, we're all going to end up there. Every one of us. How many people die? 100% of 100%, right? Nobody's going to avoid it. Except those who may be caught up when the Lord comes back. But we don't know when that is. We don't know. As far as we know, every one of us is going to die. Just a matter of time, isn't it? Yeah. But the question is, are you born again? Oh, my. Let's read verses 15 and 16 together here. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, in mercy, and upon the Israel of God. So we see here, in verse 16, that genuine saving faith renounces all works of the flesh. With that, and as many as walk according to this rule, what is according to that rule? Well, circumcision doesn't avail anything, or uncircumcision. It don't matter what works a person does. Won't save them. That's what we believe, right? Isn't that amazing? And we walk in faith in Christ. So as many as believe this, as many as walk according to this rule, renouncing all the works of the flesh for salvation, and trust in Christ alone for salvation, right? What's going to happen? Peace be on them and mercy. We have peace with God through Christ, right? And God has shown us mercy because Paul said, I've obtained mercy. And where did he obtain mercy? The same place Brother Brian mentioned, in Christ. We have peace with God through Christ. We've obtained mercy with God through Christ as well, according to His sovereign will and purpose. Isn't that amazing? It gets me so excited, I'll tell you. A religion with such works when I was in that, those of us who come out of religion, wasn't it such works? Just, oh my. And now we can leave here rejoicing. Rejoicing. We can walk out these doors every week going, praise be to God. He saved me. And it's not based on anything I did. It's all because of Him. I've received mercy from God and grace from God in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're saved for Christ's sake, the Scripture says. Isn't that amazing? For His sake. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? It's absolutely wonderful. And faith works by love. Faith is God's gift to every believer. And coupled with the love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts, a love that's foreign to us, remember? The love of God is foreign to us. That's now shed abroad in our hearts. Oh my. Now we love God's people, don't we, Charlie? We love the gospel. We want to tell other people about Christ. No matter what they think of us. Oh my. And we can have that peace and that joy. And knowing that we've received mercy and grace through Christ Jesus our Lord, all according to the will of the Father. My! And what's a result of this happening in our lives? Well, we now seek to give all the glory to God. Don't we? Give Him all the glory. Salvation's all through Him. And for the redeemed of the Lord, the moment of our new life in Christ, until the appointed time of our departure from this world, we will walk according to this rule, by faith. Salvation is all of Christ. Absolutely nothing that man does. It's a gift of God, faith. For by grace in Christ, are you saved through faith. Who's the faith in? Christ. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Who do we boast in now? We boast in Christ, don't we? Amen, sister. We boast in Christ. That's who we boast in now. We boast in Christ. And we see this wonderful text that God's peace and mercy are upon the church, called here the Israel of God. Who is our peace? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's our peace. And He's the only way that a sinner can find peace with God. We're living testimonies of that. We have found peace with God by the grace of God and by the mercy of God according to the will of God in Christ and Him alone. Were we looking for it, Brother Zane? We weren't looking for it at all, were we? No. And just like that lost sheep in Luke chapter 15, God came and sought you and I out, didn't He? And every other believer in Him came and sought us out, didn't He? And He picked us up. We didn't even know we were lost. That little sheep wandering out there, he didn't know, I'm going to go over here. Listen, next thing you know, he's way far away from the flock, doesn't know where he is. He starts bleating a little bit. Well, maybe I'll eat some more grass here. Oh, there's some right over here, not knowing there's a huge cliff down there. Oh, I'll eat some right here. And the shepherd comes and just snatches them up, puts them on his shoulders, carries them home rejoicing. That's us, beloved. That's us. My. In God's sovereign mercy, is manifest to us in and through His unspeakable gift, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. My, oh my. And you know, as I mentioned earlier, He's forgiven us for Christ's sake. And God the Son purchased us with His own blood. God the Son purchased us, gave His life for us. My, oh my. Now we see the titles of God's elect in this verse. They're called the Israel of God. One of the titles. Let's read it again. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. Turn, if you would, to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Look at this in verses 26 to 29 in relation to who are the Israel of God. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. How are we the children of God? By faith. Faith in who? Faith in Christ, right? The one who God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And then it says this. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ or put on Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither Jew or Gentile. That's what he's saying here. There's neither bond nor free, slave or free person. There's neither male nor female, for you are all one in what? In Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then who are you? You're Abraham's seed. Look at that. You're the Israel of God. You're the Israel of God. And heirs according to the promise. Now turn, if you would, to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. Look at this. We see a similar portion over here is what we see in the portion in Galatians chapter 6 here. We see a similar statement made over here. Look at this. Romans chapter 2, verses 25 to 29. Romans chapter 2, verses 25 to 29. Let's start in verse 25. For circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law. How many of us keep the law? No one. Saved or unsaved? No one. There's only one person who kept the law. And that was the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Look at this. If thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Don't matter at all. You're condemned. Right? Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? Now, this is a hypothetical situation here, because no man who's uncircumcised can keep the law, which is a Gentile. Right? Look at this. And shall not circumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision dost transgress the law? Again, what we read there was just a hypothetical situation, because no one can keep the law, no man, woman, or child. So now let's read verses 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew which is outwardly. Oh. Who then is the Israel of God? Oh, this is wonderful here. Look at this. Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart. You must be born again. And not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Now turn, if you would, to Colossians chapter 2. So we see in verse 28 and 29 that no one is a child of God or righteous before God by mere name, nationality, profession, or ceremony. Right? True circumcision is not something outward, which is what the Jews did, but it's an inward work of grace. That's what was brought forth there, right? It's a work of God. Often we preachers say it's an operation of God. It's an operation of God. So a man is a true Jew or a redeemed person who has had a work of grace done in their heart. We who are the elect of God are the Israel of God. Isn't that amazing? Now we're going to see it again too. And it's the Israel of God who have renounced their works, right? We've renounced our works to justify ourselves before God. We've renounced any work that we can do. And we've said salvation's only in Christ and Him alone. And the law of God's now written on our hearts, beloved. And now we give praise to God. Now one may ask, how does this inward circumcision of the heart occur? Well, in Colossians chapter 2, verses 10 to 12, the Holy Spirit has saw fit to have this written down. And I love verse 10. Oh, I could sit here for the rest of my life, beloved. And ye are complete in Him. That's just, you know, a lot of folks, a lot of things could be straightened up in religion if people just believe what that says. Ye are complete in Him. Right? That song we sing, Complete in Him. Oh my, it's beautiful. You know that? Which is the head of all principality and power. in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. That sounds a lot like what Paul was talking about in Romans. Look at this. In the putting off of the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein you also risen with him through the faith of what? The operation of God. Amen, brother. Who hath raised him from the dead. We're born again because of an operation of God, beloved. That's the only way. That's the only way. You must be born again. You must be. In this circumcision of the heart is also called the circumcision made without hands. It's also called being born again. And it occurs by God's almighty power and His power alone. God the Holy Spirit does an operation on us. Gives us a new heart and we're born again. And He gives us faith too, doesn't He? And repentance before God. Were you sorry for your sins before the Lord saved you? Nope. Now we mourn over our sin. Mourn over the sin in the world, don't we? But more so our own. Oh my. Now turn, if you would, to Romans chapter 15. Last place we'll be turning to. The Israel of God does not refer to the physical nation of Israel, which is Abraham's physical seed, but to the church of God's elect, Abraham's spiritual seed, which we saw in, remember Galatians 3, if you be in Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. Right? So there's a physical seed, which is the Israel nation, and then there's a spiritual seed, which is those born again, blood washed saints of God. My, oh my. And do you know that all Israel shall be saved? Well, that couldn't mean physical Israel, right? Because a lot of Jews perish in their sins if they haven't trusted Christ as the Messiah. So who does that mean then? That means God's elect. Called in our text, the Israel of God. Look at this. Romans chapter 15, Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. I wrote the wrong number down in my... Look at that. Right in front of me, man. Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. This is amazing here. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So the Jews are blinded. They don't trust Christ as the Messiah. Right? And so all Israel shall, there's that word again, Brother Dave, shall be what? Shall be saved. God's not going to lose one of His sheep for whom Christ died for. Not one. Not one. Look at that. As is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them when I, what? Shall. What's he going to do? Take away their sins. Let us rejoice, beloved. God has taken away our sins. We're still sinners while we're on this earth, aren't we? But God, Christ paid for them all. They're gone. In God's eyes. They're bought and paid for in God's eyes. Oh my. This is the best news for a sinner could ever hear. Again, that's why we say flee to Christ. He's the only hope for sinners. The question is, are you a sinner? God's people say, I'm a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. Hallelujah. I'm saved by the precious blood of Christ. Look at that. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall. I love that little word. Shall. So all of Israel shall be saved. This is my covenant when I shall take away their sins. My sins, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. My sins, not in part, but the whole, are nailed to His cross, and I bear them no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Isn't that wonderful? We can sing that, can't we, as the redeemed of the Lord? That's wonderful. So rejoice. Our text brings forth that peace and mercy shall be upon the Israel of God forever. It's going to be forever, right? And it's in Christ. That's why it's forever. Circumcision and obedience to any of the rituals and ceremonies can profit one nothing. There's no way we can be justified before God by anything we do. We renounce. God's elect renounce all confidence in any work we can do. Any dependence upon something we do, we renounce it. We renounce it all. We no longer trust in ourselves, which we once did. Right? We no longer trust in ourselves. And anything done or experienced by us doesn't gain a merit or a step towards God. Salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ, in Him alone. And we have renounced all other means to gain favor with God. God says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And we say, "Praise be to God, we're in Christ." Oh my, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for regenerating me and giving me faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So rejoice. Every undeserving, because we are undeserving of God's mercy, hell deserving, that's what we're deserving of, sinner who's born again by the Holy Spirit of God is a member of spiritual Israel. We are the Israel of God, according to God's mercy, according to God's will, and according to God's purpose, and only in and through the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Brother Dave, can you close us in prayer, brother?
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the gift that you give us. We thank you for Christ. Mm-hmm. Oh Lord, we love the shalls in thy word. It is all through thy power and thy power alone that we are able to gather in thy name. And we ask this in thy beloved name. Amen. Amen.